This is the Sakkar Murli of 19th of February 2026. Essence. Sweet children, there are now going to be the omens of Jupiter over Bharat in particular and the whole world in general. Baba is making Bharat into a land of happiness through you children. Question. What effort do you children make in order to become 16 celestial degrees full? Answer. The effort to accumulate the power of yoga. It is with the power of yoga that you become 16 celestial degrees full. For this, the Father says, give a donation and the eclipse of the omens will be removed. Donate the vice of lust that makes you fall, and you will become 16 celestial degrees full. 2. Renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. Renounce all consciousness of your bodies. Song. You are the mother and you are the father. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the praise of your spiritual father. Those people continue to sing this, whereas you children are claiming your inheritance from that Baba in a practical way. You understand that Baba is making Bharat into a land of happiness through you. Those through whom he is making it will definitely become the masters of that land of happiness. You children should have a lot of happiness. Baba's praise is limitless. We are claiming our inheritance from him. There are now the imperishable omens of Jupiter over you children, that is, over the whole world. Only you Brahmins know that there are now going to be the omens of Jupiter over Bharat in particular, and the world in general, because you are now becoming 16 celestial degrees full. At this time, there are no degrees. You children should have a lot of happiness. It shouldn't be that you have happiness here and that it disappears as soon as you go outside. The one whom you praise is now present in front of you. The Father explains that he departed 5,000 years ago, having given you the kingdom. You will see that gradually everyone will continue to call out. You will continue to make slogans. Indira Gandhi used to say that there should be one religion, one language and one kingdom. It is a soul in her too who speaks. The soul understands that there truly was one kingdom in Bharat, and that it is now in front of you. You understand that everything can be completely destroyed at any time. This is nothing new. Bharat definitely has to become 16 celestial degrees full again. You know that with this power of yoga, you are becoming 16 celestial degrees full. It is said, give a donation and the omens of the eclipse will be removed. The Father also says, donate the vices and defects. This is the kingdom of Ravan. The Father comes and liberates you from that. Of all the vices, lust is the biggest defect. You have become body conscious. You now have to become soul conscious. You have to renounce the consciousness of your bodies. Only you children understand these things. The world does not understand these things. Bharat, which was 16 degrees full, was the kingdom of the perfect deities, and it is now eclipsed. There used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Bharat used to be heaven, and it is now eclipsed by the vices. And this is why the father says, give a donation and the omens of the eclipse will be removed. It is the vice of lust that makes you fall. This is why the father says, donate this, and you will become 16 celestial degrees full. If you do not donate it, you cannot become this. Souls have received their own parts, have they not? You have this in your intellects. You souls have such great parts. You claim your fortune of the kingdom of the world. This is an unlimited drama in which there are many actors. The first class actors are Lakshmi and Narayan. They have the number one parts. Vishnu becomes Brahma and Saraswati, and then Brahma and Saraswati become Vishnu. How do they take 84 births? You have the whole cycle in your intellects. No one understands anything by studying the scriptures. They have said that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. In that case, the swastika couldn't be created of four equal parts. Businessmen draw a swastika on their account books. They worship Ganesh, swastika. That is an unlimited account book. There are four parts in the swastika. At the Jagannath temple, they cook rice in a pot, and that is seen to divide into four equal parts when it is cooked. There the bhog they offer is rice, because the people there eat a lot of rice. There is no rice in the bhog at the Srinathdwara temple. There everything they make is enriched with clarified butter. When they cook, they cover their mouths with a cloth to maintain hygiene. They then take that holy food to offer it with a lot of respect. After it is offered, it is then given to the Brahmin guides. They then take it to their shops, where there are big crowds. Baba has also seen that. Who is now teaching you children? The most beloved father comes and becomes your servant. He is serving you. Do you have this much intoxication? The father is teaching us souls. It is souls who do everything. Human beings say that souls are immune to the effect of action. You know that you souls have imperishable parts of 84 births recorded in you. To say that souls are immune to the effect of action is like the difference of day and night. Only when people sit and understand this knowledge for 4 to 6 weeks will these points sit in their intellects. Day by day, many points emerge. These are like musk, fragrance. When children have full faith, they understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, really does come to take them from degradation into salvation. The Father says, you now have the omens of Jupiter over you. I made you into the masters of heaven. But Ravan has now cast the omens of the eclipse of Rahu over everyone. The Father has now come once again to make you into the masters of heaven. Therefore you mustn't cause yourself a loss. Businessmen always keep their accounts in good order. Those who cause themselves a loss are called fools. This is now the biggest business of all. scarcely a few businessmen do this business. This business is an imperishable business, whereas all other businesses are going to turn to dust. You are now doing true business. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, the businessman and the jewel merchant. Look how many people come to the exhibitions. Hardly any of them come to the centres. Bharat is very big. You have to go everywhere. The Ganges of water exist everywhere in Bharat, do they not? You also have to explain that the purifier is not the river Ganges. You Ganges of this knowledge have to go everywhere. There will continue to be melas and exhibitions, etc., in all four directions. Day by day, pictures continue to be made. They should be so beautiful that people enjoy looking at them and feel that the things you explain are very good. The kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan is now being established. The picture of the ladder is first class. The Brahmin religion is also now being established. You Brahmins then become deities. You are now making effort. Therefore, each of you should continue to ask your heart, do I have any small or large thorn in me? Do I have the thorn of lust in me? Even a small thorn of anger is very bad. Deities do not have anger. It is shown that when Shankar opens his eye, destruction takes place. That too is a false allegation. Destruction has to take place. Shankar cannot have a snake, etc. around him in the subtle region. There are no parks, gardens or snakes in the subtle region or in the incorporeal world. All of those things exist here. Heaven also exists here. At this time, human beings are like thorns, and that is why this is called a forest of thorns. The Golden Age is a garden of flowers. You can see what type of garden Baba is creating. He is making it most beautiful. He is making everyone beautiful. He himself is ever beautiful. He makes all of you brides, that is, all of you children, beautiful. Ravan made you completely ugly. You children should now have the happiness that you have the omens of Jupiter over you. What benefit would there be if there were happiness for only half the time and sorrow for half the time? No, there is three quarters happiness and one quarter sorrow. This drama is predestined. Many people ask why the drama was created in this way. This drama is eternal. You cannot ask why it was created. This eternal and imperishable drama is predestined. That which is predestined is taking place. No one can receive eternal liberation. This eternal world continues all the time and will continue to exist. There can never be complete annihilation. The Father makes the world new, but there are so many subtle margins. When human beings become impure and unhappy, they call out to him. The Father comes and makes everyone's body pure, so that you never experience untimely death for half a cycle. You gain victory over death. Therefore, you children should make a lot of effort. The higher the status you claim, the better it is. Everyone makes effort to earn a greater income. Even those who collect wood would say that they want to earn a greater income. Some earn by cheating. Money is the cause of problems. There, no one can loot your money. Look at what is happening in the world. There is nothing of sorrow there. You are now claiming such a big inheritance from the Father. Examine yourselves and see whether you are worthy of going to heaven. Example of Narad. People continue to go on many pilgrimages, but they don't attain anything. There is also the song, "We have gone around in all four directions and still remain far away from you." The Father is now teaching you such a good pilgrimage. There is no difficulty in this. The Father says, "Simply remember me and your sins will be absolved." I am telling you children a very good method, and you listen to this. This is the body that I take on loan. This father has so much happiness that he has given his body on loan to Baba. Baba is making me into the master of the world. The name of this body is the Lucky Chariot. You children are now making effort to go to the land of Rama. Therefore you should occupy yourselves fully in making effort. Why should you become a thorn? You are Brahmins. Everything depends on the Murli. Where could you receive Srimat from without the Murli? Many good exhibition pictures have been created for you to explain to others. Keep these main pictures at your shop and many will benefit. Tell them, "Come inside and we will explain to you how this world cycle turns." It doesn't matter if it takes a little time to benefit someone. Together with doing that business, you can also do this business. This is Baba's shop of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. The picture of the ladder is a number one picture. There is also the picture of Shiva, the god of the Gita. It is because God Shiva came into Bharat that the birthday of Shiva is celebrated here. That father has now come again. The sacrificial fire has also been created. You children are being given the knowledge of Raja Yoga. Only the Father comes and makes you into kings of kings. The Father says, "I am making you into Sun Dynasty kings and queens, whose idols, kings who indulge in vice, will bow down to." Full effort has to be made in order to become an emperor or empress of heaven. Baba doesn't forbid you to construct houses. You may build them. The money would otherwise turn to dust anyway. Instead, why not build a home and live comfortably? The money should be used. Build houses and also keep some money for food. People also give donations and perform charity. For example, the king of Kashmir donated all his private property to the Arya Samajis. People do everything for those who belong to their own caste and religion. It is not like that here. Here all are children. There is no question of caste, etc. here. Those are limited castes, etc. I make you souls pure and give you the sovereignty of the world. According to the drama, you people of Bharat receive your fortune of the kingdom. You children understand that you now have the omens of Jupiter over you. Srimat says, "Constantly remember me alone. You don't have to do anything else." Businessmen on the path of devotion put something aside for charity. They receive a temporary reward for that in their next birth. I have now come here directly. Therefore you should use everything for this task. I don't want anything. Does Shiv Baba have to build houses, etc. for himself? All of these are for you Brahmins. Both poor and wealthy all stay here together. Some become upset because they think that God doesn't have equal vision for everyone. They say that some are given mansions to live in, whereas others have to live in huts. They forget Shiv Baba. If they were to stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba, they would never say such things. Everyone has to be considered. If people are used to living like that at home, they have to be given similar facilities. This is why you are told to offer hospitality to everyone. If you don't have something, it can be given to you. The father loves his children. No one else can have as much love. You children have been told so many times that you have to make effort. Create clever methods for others. For this you need 3 feet of land where children can continue to explain. If an important person has a big hall, ask him, "Can we keep pictures here? We will conduct class here for 1 to 2 hours in the morning and the evening and then leave. We will cover all the expenses and your name will become famous. Many will come and change from shells to diamonds, Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children." Essence for Dharana 1. Check yourself and remove all the thorns from within you. Make effort to go to the land of Rama, God. 2. Do business with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge and give time to benefiting someone. Become beautiful and make others beautiful. Blessing. May you keep your stage constant, unshakable and immovable, even in a tamoguni atmosphere, as a master almighty authority. Day by day the situations are going to become more and more tamopradan, and the atmosphere will get worse. In order to remain as detached as a lotus flower and make your stage satopradan, you need to have that much courage and power. When you keep the blessing of being a master almighty authority in your awareness, then no matter what test comes in front of you through matter, physical relations, or the divine family, you will always be constant, unshakable, and immovable. Slogan: make the Father, the bestower of blessings, your true companion, and your apron will remain filled with blessings. Avyakt signal. With the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. It is only through this godly knowledge that the establishment of one religion, one kingdom, and one direction will take place in the world. The speciality of this Brahmin gathering of yours will then continue in a practical way in the deity form. This speciality will perform wonders. It is through this that the name will be glorified and revelation will take place. Therefore become number one in this speciality. For this, finish your main sanskars, copy Bapdada's sanskars and become complete and perfect, and the Father will then be visible in each one of you and revelation will take place. Om Shanti.